A Totus Tuus Reflection on Holy Saturday by Sister Yesant.
Holy Scripture from the Book of Genesis, just the beginning. On the seventh day, God finished his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all his work which we had done in creation. That seventh day is the Sabbath, Saturday, and this week is Holy Saturday, and God in Christ has just finished his work of the cross, his work of salvation. And Holy Week started on the first day with Palm Sunday. So today, Holy Saturday, is the seventh day, the day where God rests. And he rests in the heart of the earth, in the tomb that was hewn from the rock. God rests in his Son. And that's why on Holy Saturday there is this great silence, this great absence of God. God is at rest. He's not in the church. There are no sacraments. Tabernacle is empty. No mass. God rests in the heart of the earth. And this is what we read in the office of reading of the church in this day, just at the beginning. We read, "Today there is a great silence over the earth, a great silence and stillness. A great silence because the king sleeps. The earth was in terror and was still, because God slept in the flesh and raised up those who were sleeping from the ages. God has died in the flesh, and the underworld has trembled." And yet in the silence of Holy Saturday, there is an incredible activity that is taking place. A unique activity of the Son of God made man. Today we see Jesus doing what we proclaim in the Apostles' Creed, the one line which fits to Holy Saturday: he descended into hell. This is what Jesus is doing today. He descended into hell. By hell we don't mean the hell of those who do not want to be with God, those who have forever decided against God and against his mercy. But by he descended into hell, we mean the hell of those who could not be with God because of the tragedy of sin. And this means every single human being. Sin separates us from God, and there is nothing we human being can do to make it otherwise. And this means that before Christ's redemption for sins, before his atonement for sins on the cross, there was no way anyone could be with God, because sin affected all of us. We were in need of redemption. And so, after the work of Good Friday, after the atonement is accomplished, he descends into hell today to go and get all those who are prisoners of hell. This is what we mean by salvation. And this incredible event has been depicted in medieval and Renaissance paintings and frescoes in a very peculiar fashion. First of all, before I go on to describing these paintings, I want to ask you to recall that amazing painting of Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel of the creation of Adam, when we see God's finger and Adam's finger touching on the sixth day of creation. And Adam is lying there, he's just come into existence, he's absolutely beautiful, and God is hovering over him. The amazing work of creation, and their fingers are touching. Now, when the medieval painters wanted to depict Jesus descending into hell, we have again a meeting between God and Adam. God in Jesus and Adam, who is now depicted as a very old man with an incredible long beard. Next to him stands a very old woman. And this time, God and Adam's fingers don't just touch, but we see Christ, who has just come into hell, who's just crushed the gates of hell, and the devils under the gates completely squashed into bits. And Christ is literally grabbing Adam's arm and hauling him out of hell. And behind Adam, we can see the whole crowd of those who are waiting to be saved, to be brought into life with Christ. And we see all the patriarchs, all the prophets. We recognize some of them. We can see Moses with the tables of the law. We can see King David with a harp. And we can see also John the Baptist dressed in his old animal skins and looking a bit younger than anybody else. And John the Baptist is still doing what he's always been doing. He's still fulfilling his mission. He's pointing to Christ. And he seems to be telling the others, look, I told you he was coming, because they'd been waiting so long for salvation to come. And so we see Christ and Adam, God and Adam, and the work of creation is fulfilled in the work of redemption. And this time, after all the tragedy of sin, God has found a way of coming and rescuing Adam out of the mess in which he put himself. And this is really what is happening on Holy Saturday. We need to remember that this is God grabbing us out of our sins and bringing us into new life. And this we can think about, reflect, and pray about today as we are preparing for the great vigil of Easter, where we're going to renew our baptism promises and where we're going to experience sometimes people being baptized. And this is salvation. We are preparing ourselves here in the world of the living to receive that salvation of Christ and to be grabbed by him, the work of grace, back into the life of the Holy Trinity.